It was dark when Jesse got home. Even in the dark, he loved the house. The night sounds and shadows lent it an aura of mystery. He could see the stars clearly. He could hear and smell the ocean outside. He went inside and placed the bag of groceries on the kitchen counter. He placed his Colt Combat Commander on it also. He put some ice in a glass and poured himself a scotch. He drank some. He turned the porch lights on and went outside to look for the cat. He couldn't see it. He went inside and unpacked the groceries. He pulled out a bag of dry cat food and a dozen cans of wet food. He took a bowl from the shelf, got a half-gallon jug of milk from the refrigerator. He brought them both outside. He placed the bowl on the deck and filled it with milk. He went back to the kitchen and filled another bowl with dry food, which he took outside and placed next to the milk. Then he went inside. He finished his scotch and poured himself another. He sat down in front of the TV with his takeout turkey burger and fries. He turned on the old movie channel and watched a bit of the Marx Brothers and Horse Feathers. He admired Harpo's ability to always remain silent. Afterward, he went back outside. Although the cat remained unseen, Jesse noticed that the dry food had been eaten and most of the milk was gone. He turned off the porch lights and poured himself another scotch. He took note of the fact that it was his third of the night. The scotch hadn't erased the look in Mrs. Lytell's eyes, which continued to haunt him. He poured himself another. He stopped short of drinking it, however. He knew he was on the edge. He put the glass down, climbed the stairs, and went to bed.